Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Not much more special out there in the baseball world than the Major League debut. Had a fun one last night. One start, one win for our guest, Colin Ray. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Colin, welcome to the show. Did you get any sleep last night? I mean, that had to be probably the highlight of your career at this point, I've got to guess, right?
Yeah, definitely the highlight of my career. Didn't get much sleep last night. Had a bunch of family and friends in town. And we kind of hung out after the game last night for a little while. And most of them flew back this morning, but there's still a few of them that'll be coming to the game today. So,
little hangover from the after party, you think, on the flights today?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, a few of them. Yeah, I'm sure.
So they fly into Boise and drive from there?
We're from Iowa.
Iowa, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's our
the other I
Boise,
state.
The other, yeah, that's the other state.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends flew in yesterday morning. They were at the airport the whole night, flew in yesterday morning. We're up all night last night and then flew back this morning, so they didn't get much sleep.
Wow.
From Cascade, Iowa, right? Yeah. A small town, about 2,000 people, right? You had about 5% of the town seen, like here last night cheering you on. That had to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it sure was. It was an experience that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
Kind of take us through the night. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of preparation, whether it's going through the scouting report, then your physical preparation. At what point do you start getting nervous? And then what's it like when you first take that field to get your big league career started?
Yeah, I think playing catch and warming up before the game was when I was most nervous. I think I wasn't as nervous as I thought I was going to be, but I definitely had a lot of adrenaline going. And the guys, I mean, everyone on the team was behind me, and they're giving me nothing but support. You know, 2 days ago leading up to the start and, you know, yesterday. And so it was, yeah, it was awesome.
And then Mike and I were talking, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were talking earlier before you came and working with Austin.
Yeah.
And you guys did some things that really surprised me that you don't see a young pitcher do a lot, especially when you got a catcher that's just as young. And that's throw balls higher in the strike zone, trying to get guys out. Yeah. Early in the game also. Did you and him work on that? Did you talk about that? And what makes you do that?
Well, I don't know. Most of the time, I wouldn't say it was on purpose. It was just kind of, you know, I was leaving balls up, and it just happened to work out the way it did. But, yeah, Austin's, I mean, he's so advanced for his age behind the plate. And I've thrown to him in the past in the minor league, so it was nice to get back to throwing to him.
A lesson learned, maybe?
Absolutely.
With throwing a ball up in the strike zone with these big league hitters?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something Kurt's talked a lot about, is that he really wants Padres pitchers to kind of pitch up in the zone, change the eye level. Is that something you've worked on in the past?
Oh, yeah, it's something that I try and use, you know, as part of my game. But, yeah, I mean, there's many ways that you can attack hitters, and I guess that's just another option.
Talking to Colin Ray about his big league debut last night. So leadoff single, then the walk, but then you get out of it with the double play. Did that kind of change your mentality, kind of change your nerves at that point to be able to get that big double play in the first inning?
Yeah, it definitely helped. That was huge, and I know that I think it was the second inning too where Amarisa had a great play at short, and then Venable in center field too. So those are definitely game changers right there.
Well, you're going to get some balls that are picked at the major league level that went for base hits and doubles in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing. But the play that Amarista made was one thing, but the play you made was another. We see that worked on all the time in spring training. That's where it's worked on.
Right. Yeah.
And you see pitchers just wing the ball into center field. I mean, you made just an absolutely perfect throw after catching, kind of whirling around and catching the ball where you were off balance a little bit. That was an athletic play. And as much as that calmed you down, you told me before we went on that Brandon Phillips' base hit calmed you down.
Well, I was actually talking about my hit at the plate.
Oh, your hit.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Brandon Phillips' base hit calmed you down.
No, that didn't really calm me down too.
I was kind of –
It makes
I
a little more
that
sense
was kind
now,
of
right?
Straight. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest pitch, and he took advantage of it. But, yeah, I think double play just kind of reacted and – was able to make a good throw somehow, and, you know, they made a great turn.
Were you surprised when you got your base hit?
Yeah, I was very surprised.
You've only had, like, 9 minor league at-bats, right? Because you pretty much have gone – you didn't get too much time at AAA, so there's not a lot of hitting for pitchers down there. And in your first big league at-bat, you get the single there. That had to be, like you said, unexpected.
That's
But a really cool experience, right?
Yeah, it was cool. It was awesome standing in the box. And, I mean, I just got lucky.
Don't pay any attention. We play music all the time here.
It just happens.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know, you weren't in big league camp. You weren't on a lot of, you know, prospect lists, so to speak. But you had such an amazing year so far at AAA. I mean, a 1 ERA. Did something click for you this year? Did something change? I mean, you had a good minor league career up to that point. But to take that next step, what do you attribute that to?
I think a lot of credit just has to go to the coaches that I've been around in the Padres system. You know, pitching coaches like, you know, Willie Blair, I had him in Fort Wayne. You know, I had Brownswell Patrick last year and this year in AAA, and Jimmy Jones in AA, and just being around those guys who have had major league experience and knowing what worked for them, and just kind of talking, you know, with other players, especially in AAA and AA that have been in the big leagues. You know, how they've had success and just learning from them and trying to bring it into your game.
Is there anything specific? Like, did you add a pitch, change your approach? Did your command improve? I mean, that's a pretty dramatic jump to the success that you had. I mean, you got to start, you got to play in the Futures game. I mean, that's quite an impressive step in your career.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is I've always had people around me that have supported me and believed in me, but I don't know if I truly believed it myself. And I think towards the end of last year and this year is when I really took a step forward and, you know, telling myself that, you know, I belong I'm here for a reason and I belong. And, you know, I believe in my stuff and believe in myself, and I think that's where it took a jump forward.
That's the key right there.
Confidence, right?
Absolutely. It's the confidence factor, knowing that you can go out and do it. The pitch that really impressed me last night that you threw was your cutter. The location of it, and I'm not talking about Brandon Phillips' hit. Was that a cutter?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. That was the only – I don't think you threw too many bad ones after that. Yeah. So maybe you just give up a hit to the first hitter and you're good to go from there.
Yeah, sometimes it works like that, but – yeah, it's a pitch that I've been working on this last year and this year. So, you know, it's a work in progress. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Good stuff here with Colin Ray. Colin, congratulations on the first big league victory last night. That was a lot of fun for us fans to watch. I'm guessing it was a lot of fun for you, for your family. So congratulations on that. Best of luck with your next start and as you continue with the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Appreciate you. He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Special thanks out to Colin Ray for stopping by Padres Social Hour. More right after this.